he was very different type of man to the person I expected to meet. I'm a relative good judge of character. I would kind of believe him. He maybe spoke. I can't go into what he would have said to me off the record.
Of course.
But he seems to me to be a person who looks back on what he did as almost like this is something. You must remember it was 24 years ago. He has nothing but utter regret, and during the interview he would have expressed that repeatedly. He would have also got very upset when I'd asked him certain questions, such as events that happened on the night. And he seemed to be a man that, I suppose, he's almost trying to come to terms with what he'd done himself.
Was he reluctant to any questions he was reluctant to answer?
No, I think he may have had difficulty maybe composing himself because I suppose he'd went back into to the Central Mental Hospital to deal with this issue. I think, if you're asking me honestly, I think the guy is fed up and sick and tired at not being able to travel across the border and wanted to get this issue dealt with and do what's right. And in some ways, and then with due respect to him, I think that it's quite a difficult thing to hand yourself in to the authorities after you absconded 12 years earlier. I was actually slightly taken aback with, he was very, very careful about everything that he said about the victims, because, and I'm not sure it was in a clever way, I'm pretty sure it wasn't in a way to kind of limit his own responsibility. I think he's absolutely paranoid about causing further hurt or injury to their families, and I think that, I have to be honest with you, I would believe that's sincere.